This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The European Union has been pretty far out front in figuring out ways to take on climate change. It started the first real carbon market, putting a price on pollution, effectively. We'll forget, yes, just for the moment, that that hasn't worked out so well and give them credit for trying. How about that? Also, 7 years ago, the EU came up with binding country-by-country emissions targets, and it set some big goals for the use of renewable energy. But you know what? Global warming is really hard. So last week, the European Commission proposed some easier guidelines, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard tells us.
Do we want more renewables and efficiency in Europe?
Yes!
Climate campaigners in Brussels vent their discontent over the new European targets.
Although it's better than simply doing nothing at all, it's not an awful lot better.
Doug Parr of Greenpeace, he claims the world must cut carbon emissions by at least 55% before the year 2030, but the EU is proposing a 40% cut instead.
The leadership that the EU has displayed up till now is slipping back.
That leadership is a source of pride in Europe.
Are you worried about your future? And is climate change one of your concerns?
In this video, the EU brags about promoting and subsidising renewable energy, about creating green industries and making the fight against climate change profitable.
Europe is showing the way towards a safe and prosperous low-carbon future for our planet and our economy.
But Europe's new green energy target is another big letdown, say the critics. It commits the EU to produce a quarter of its energy from renewable sources like wind and solar by 2030. However, the target is not binding on each of the 28 individual member states. That could be a problem.
Some member states will be more virtuous and some member states will be less virtuous.
Monica Frassoni of the European Alliance to Save Energy says the member states will bicker over this commitment. The target will be hard to enforce and that won't encourage companies to invest and innovate.
The combined effect will be much less development and research of technologies on energy efficiency and renewables.
The European Commissioner for Climate Action has defended her targets. Connie Hedegaard says in these tough economic times, the Europeans would have rejected a more stringent, ambitious plan. At a news conference, she described her proposed reduction in greenhouse gas emissions as meaningful.
40% is not a small thing. It's a big thing. It will require a lot from Europe. And I can only say, if all other big economies followed our example, then the world would be in a much better place.
The trouble is, the other big economies have not followed Europe's example by adopting emissions targets. James Sproul of Britain's Institute of Directors.
The US, Asia, Canada, Latin America, nobody else is following down this path, which should be telling the Europeans something about both how achievable they are and the costs that might be entailed in that.
He says no one else wants to sacrifice economic growth in the name of saving the planet. And he says the new softer targets are a sign that Europe's enthusiasm for climate action is also waning. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.